Coming up
próximamente.
The amazing dad. Number two, your sleeper. Number three, your do smelly chumps.
Got shoulders like boulders. I could only eat pasta if it has garlic mayonnaise on it.
Oh no.
You are so lucky to have such a perfect guy, Gemma.
The way Gorka looks at you is so beautiful. He's just so horny.
And I was in a dressing gown with my tits out, eating Pringles or something like that, ready to watch Strictly. Hiya guys, just two quick things before we get into today's episode of Lost in Translation. The first one, please can you take a moment to subscribe to the show? Wherever you're listening, it takes 1 second to subscribe and it will really, really help us spread the word about the podcast. And number two, we've gone all posh now and you can contact us on WhatsApp. The phone number is 077-961-039-898. That's 077-961-039-898. So get it saved in your phone as Lost in Translation. You can let us know all your thoughts, if there's any dilemmas you want solving. Let us know whether you're Team Gorks or Team Gemma each week. And we love hearing from you genuinely. It means a lot. Obviously, we're on all social media channels as well. It's lost.in.pod across Instagram, TikTok and Facebook. So come and say hello. Right, let's get back to it. Or as Gorks would say, vamos. Lost in Translation is brought to you by Shell. So whatever you're doing this summer, Shell is your one-stop shop for summer snacks and refreshments. Welcome along to episode 35, 35.
Cinco. Muy bien.
The episode Lost in Translation, 35 eps, Gorka.
So 9 weeks is how many weeks?
Well, it's 5 weeks, is it?
4 weeks a month. 7 by 5, 35, around 7 months. Nice! 3 months to a year anniversary.
Why is there only 10 months in a year?
Oh, so...
Oh, well...
5 months!
And he says, I'm bad at maths.
Oh, God.
Welcome along.
I'm still jet lagged.
Yeah, of course you are.
2 weeks later.
This is a podcast where we listen and we don't judge.
You just judge me now.
We catch up on the week. We talk about our plans. You get in touch with your dilemmas. As always, thank you so much for tuning in and sticking with us. If you do want to get in touch, we give the number and stuff out now, then it's done.
Yeah, you know it, not me.
I'm saying I do. I need to have one quick look. 077-610-39898.
Nice. Or lost.in.podcast.
Lost.in.podcast is the social media. Or lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk for the emails. Now, with the WhatsApps, you can send us a voice note or a story. We are running dated with them, so thank you. It genuinely means a lot that you guys are loving the podcast. But we've got a lot of catching up to do.
Yes, and before we go, because you said that, I just came back from the Trafford Centre. I went to buy Mia's new pair of school shoes, yeah?
Got your voice note, yeah.
But when I was walking through to the shops,
yeah.
I was going to find Clark's, not the one that I was finding the shop. This man came, a gentleman came on the phone. He's like, excuse me, sorry, I saw you before. And I was like... I'm going to stop him and say something. I was like, what's like, you keep popping up on my Instagram with your show and I absolutely love it. So well done. And I was like, oh, thank you very much. So thank you to that gentleman that stopped me at the Travel Center to say that you love our podcast.
Oh, that's nice of him.
On TikTok, which I don't have, but great. Thank you. We do have TikTok for the podcast.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, you can follow us across all social medias. It's really nice and people do stop us, which you forget that they actually listen. It's brilliant. So, yeah, without further ado...
Vámonos!
Before we start this episode, it's Father's Day this weekend, isn't it? Yeah, on
nice.
Sunday.
Should I make the joke?
What?
Am I going to get the coffee machine? Sorry to interrupt you. You can go now. But I just want to clarify. On the last episode, I brought up the coffee machine, yeah?
Again.
So, for all of those, thank you very much for all your concerns, yeah? And I know that you love me and that you want me to have a coffee machine. This is just a wind-up, yeah? I got my birthday gift actually better than a coffee machine. I just love to keep winding her up. And I love how upset she gets. Like, people is saying that I don't care about you. And I was like, it's fine. I just like
He says it's fine, then he posts memes saying about a coffee machine.
Did you see what I posted yesterday?
I did see it, yes. Yeah, he has your hook, line and sinker, I'm telling you. He has you guys fooled. You live with us for a week and you'll see. But anyway, it is Father's Day. And if you're lucky enough to still have your dad, enjoy your day at the weekend. We're going to enjoy our day. And before we start, we have a little message from someone who's got the top five things about you on Father's Day.
Hi, Papa. Happy Father's Day. We love you. Mia and Tiago. Not Mummy. Number one, you're amazing, Dad. Number two, you're super. Number three, you do smelly chumps. Very smelly. Very, very. Number four, you teach us. Number five, you're helpful. And that's it. And you know Tiago will think everything I think because he's my brother and you're his dad. But also because you're super and also because he agrees with everything that I say. So, bye!
That was.
That's not fair. You should go at the end. No, no.
We were doing that the other morning. I was like, quick, while he's asleep, we need to do this. And she was doing a list. But when she said, you're super, you teach us, you do smelly farts, although she said trumps, you're helpful. Oh, bless her. But then I like it at the end when she goes, but that's it. So, yeah, happy
you.
Father's
Thank
Day
you.
To all the dads out there on Sunday. I hope you all get spoilt.
Oh.
You just come back from NYC.
Yes.
And you made a meme. You made it onto an actual...
It's not a meme.
Not a, well, an influencer's page. You were influenced.
Yeah, but it's not a meme. It's like someone who does... And you know what is funny? When I am on Instagram, probably half of my feed is those videos. It's those ones about like, oh, I like your outfit. No, where is it from? Something like that. Or what do you look for a living? Or the other guy who does, excuse me, how much do you pay for rent in New York? And they go like, oh, I don't rent, I own. And then they go, oh, can I see, you know, sometimes like a setup.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I see your house?
See your house.
And they show you the house in New York and stuff. So, basically, I was walking through West Village. It's called Bleecker Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a famous street. It takes you around what is that street. Off that street is where Friends...
Yes,
was
the recorded,
yeah. So anyway, I was with Noah Olsen and his wife, and we were for a coffee. It's when I went to buy the hat that you were in now from that shop that I saw, very cute. Anyway, went to the shop and got one, and we were just walking, having a chat, as you can see in the beginning of the video, and this guy said that, and we were like, what? And we at some point, we didn't know if it was, who was of us both, you know? Because probably Noah was thinking, oh, it's for you, and I was thinking, oh, it's for you, because we
said,
are from
excuse
memory.
Me, sir, I like your outfit, where are you from?
Yeah, so then they asked me, they started to ask, and at some point, I was thinking, is this a joke? So I was answering them, but my facial expressions to him was like, are you taking the piss?
Yeah.
And then when we asked for his Instagram, and we look at him like, oh no.
He's a proper million follower
and
plus
me and
Instagram.
Noah were like, we should have do it again.
Yeah.
But we just left. Yeah, so it was quite random.
So you got randomly stopped and asked about you. The thing that I don't understand though, is that you dress cool, granted, but you only had shorts and t-shirt on.
Yeah, I
do you
wasn't
know what
cool.
I mean? You weren't in a cool outfit.
It's not the outfit, it's who you wear it.
How you wear it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Whatever I wear is still looking cool.
Well, give or take.
But yeah, I thought the same thing. I was thinking, that's why I thought you're taking the piss, because I was wearing just a pair of running shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But you made it onto his page.
So he was quite good. Yeah.
And he was in New York for a Hyrox, and he was so, so excited about this Hyrox. He'd built up for it. He'd done the training. He was going to be in a partnership in the Hyrox with Noah Olsen. So if you're into your CrossFit, you'll know Noah is a legend in the CrossFit game.
Yes.
He's incredible. You've been lucky enough. You've known him for a while, haven't you?
Yes, but to get to race with him.
You were going to race with him on your team. And the day, the hour of, not even the day of, the hour of his event, he sent me a video, torrential rain and thunderstorms in New York.
So they cancelled it from like 6:30?
So it was cancelled.
Yeah. So basically an hour before our wave starts, Alec, who also was racing with us, he went earlier because he has some friends.
Yeah.
And he called us like, guys, I think the race is cancelled. So we were like, no, it's not possible. So we were all like warming up, doing the stretches and everything. And he got cancelled. Which, for my foot,
yeah,
it was
a
good
foot.
Thing. It was good. But
I said that. I said, sometimes you have to trust the detour with things. And he's got a potential stress fracture on his foot. He maybe shouldn't have been doing it anyway.
Yeah.
The universe stepped in and helped you. That's what I think.
Yeah. But it was upsetting. Also, like, I was like not upset, but like, you know, like, oh, because you had that opportunity, maybe yes, once, maybe don't happen again.
I was upset because I was like, he's been away for 6 days for naff all.
Not 6 days.
Five and a half.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Sunday.
Sunday, five.
5.5. You came back Monday morning. You flew Sunday, came back Monday.
Well, I was this close to change my flight to come back later.
Absolutely not.
Because I was going to race on Sunday.
This is off the back of a 7 week tour. Come home and then go to New York, and then come home and then go back to New York.
Have in mind, this was for work, yeah? I was working with Playability. So yeah. Part of the job, it was to race.
Yeah, but you didn't get to.
You know what was the most upsetting thing? It was Scott, the founder of Playability, yeah? He, like, paid everything.
The money was lost.
We were, like, nine people there, but at least we got to film content and all the shoots for the, you know, for, like, social media and for the website and everything. But it was just, he was, like, pay everything, flights and everything. And we couldn't even, and he's a sponsor of the Playability, he's one of the sponsors of Hyrox. So we couldn't even go into like a different day because he was all sold out. So it was quite upsetting, yeah.
But that's cool because he's been in the NYC.
Yeah. Anyway, changing subjects from New York and my lovely weekend away, long weekend away.
Yeah.
Someone sent messages about your body language.
Oh, yeah. I keep getting this. So, as you can see, we're on a couch, which she's facing forwards. The fact we even have to explain this is hilarious. So we turn in to face each other. For those who aren't aware, I've got quite big shoulders. I've got shoulders like boulders. It's really comfortable for me to sit like this.
But you have big tits also, so why is it comfortable to be here?
Big like shoulders. So I like sitting with my arms crossed. I do it in meetings at work.
It's just that's very bad.
But apparently, it's because I don't like you and my body language to you is off.
Yeah,
awful
well,
enough.
No, that means it is true that in body language, that means that not that you don't like the other person, that's that you like
kind of
like not open to like be receptive.
But in reality, it's because I'm on a couch that I'm having to twist and face you and it's comfortable.
Yeah, but I sit like that.
So if I sit like that, does that mean I'm more receptive?
Probably you look very manly anyway if you sit like that.
Exactly.
So to be honest, no matter what you do, Gemma, you're not going to win.
No matter what I do, I'm going to get shite.
How do you say it's an unknown win, no? Battle.
It's a battle you'll never win.
Yes, yeah, like no matter what you do.
No, but I keep this keep saying sort your body language out. Your body language is awful. You can tell you don't appreciate him. Your body language. How am I supposed to sit? Should I sit like this?
No.
Frig me! Can't even relax on my own podcast couch without being judged. Listen and don't judge, mother effers.
Actually, like this is you look good, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not comfortable and I'm not going to get backache.
Do you think I'm comfortable like this? I think we should ask the team to change the chairs. We need the chairs that I said to you.
Facing each other like
yes,
therapy.
Yes, like the curvy ones with the buckle.
That we can sit with our feet up.
Yeah, we have 1 million listeners. We can afford them chairs, you know?
Well, I'll try and address my... Actually, no, I'm not going to address my body language. I'm going to sit with my arms crossed now because it's comfortable.
No, that doesn't look nice either. You don't look nice like that.
I don't care. It's a podcast. I'm relaxed. I'm chilled. If you want me to be myself, there you go. You spread it. Spread that sack. Should we move on to the listener messages?
No, I wanted to mention another thing before we move to the listeners.
The hedgehog in your coat. Is that what you're going to give me grief for?
No, actually, no. No, that's the dilemma. Don't rush, you know.
Okay.
Sometimes you need to take it slow.
What do you want to mention?
Sorry, now that we are having a run to some of the listeners, yeah? Sorry, listen, not all of you, some of them. So, Gemma's wearing the lovely hat. Without because she doesn't bother about it, I saw it, I thought, oh, she would love this hat.
Yeah.
And I said to her, would you like that hat? She's like, yeah, it's cute. So I brought it, yeah? So when the other day we did a story
you got
saying
grief.
That I brought you this hat, a random person messaged me saying like, ah, oh, you should have went to Tiffany's and buy her something. So if you know her as much as I do, she gives zero Fs about jewellery and less even from Tiffany's. She prefers a hat that cost me probably lots of less, but has a little doggy on the hat. She will be happier with that than a diamond from Tiffany's.
Yeah, you got grief for not going to Tiffany's.
And also, she will be like, why you buy that for? And then she will give me grief also for spending so much money on it. So that's why she goes the
hat. I'm not big on jewellery. I didn't get my ears pierced till I was about 25. I've not got my necklace. I've got my ring on, but that's Norman and Ollie in that ring, and that's my engagement ring, but that's me.
Yeah.
But I take these off a lot when I get home.
Yeah.
I don't wear them around the house a lot because when you're washing your hands and stuff, the skin gets dry when you're training.
But yeah, you see, she prefers that hat with the puppy.
If you'd have come back with a hat or a Tiffany's, I would have preferred the hat.
That's why you got the
make
hat.
Make more use out of it.
Yeah, I bought the different is for me.
Right. Listener messages, let's do it.
Okay.
Do you want to read Sue's?
Yeah. Hi, Gemma and Gorka. Your podcast on the 3rd of June was hilarious. Only on the 3rd of June? I love listening to you. Poor Gorka, look absolutely knackered. I was, trust me. Your comment about thumbing in a soft... Your comment about thumbing in a soft one had me in stitches. What that means?
You know what it means. You know what thumbing a softy means. You must have experienced it in your life.
No.
When you've been too drunk to pipe, so you have to thumb it in. You must have. See, you have. Clearly, you must have.
No, I never heard that expression anyway. I look forward to your podcast each week. Love, Sue. Thank you, Sue.
You never heard that expression. What would you say in Spain then?
I never have been drunk and have... First of all, I never been drunk and have that issue because I was drunk. Probably I was going home on my own, yeah? And if I was too drunk to do that, I don't think I got in a position to do that. That makes sense? So I never have the thumb a softy in.
You can tell you're so not British.
Yeah.
I love it.
Why?
Because British men do. They try anyway.
Yeah, no. If I'm that drunk, I'll just go to bed and I'll wake up in the morning and I'll try in the morning when it's like ready, you know what I mean? Why I'm gonna... I don't know.
Oh, well, thank you, Sue. Hopefully you're laughing again at the thumbing in a softie. Kerry said, I can only eat pasta if it has garlic mayonnaise on it. I wonder what Vito would think of that.
We'll be like, that's not pasta, that's disgusting.
Do you remember during lockdown when I went through that phase of living on Pizza Hut? I went through a Pizza Hut and banana bread phase.
I was fuming.
At least twice a week, I'd order a pizza with garlic mayo. And it stunk. It was awful.
You know what I'm into now? And I'd never tried it before. I thought, no, but King Julian gave me to try. And Vito doesn't like this either because he doesn't think that should go on a pizza. But I love... A pepperoni pizza, which I've never been to a pepperoni pizza before, but not like from Domino's or things like that, like Pilgrim's, you know, like proper pizza.
Proper
or like Rudy's pizza, proper Napolitan,
yeah?
Or like a New York pizza. I had it when I was in New York. So pepperoni pizza with hot honey sauce. So it's honey with a bit of chili in it, so it makes it a bit spicy, but the mix between the spice with the honey sweet in the pepperoni. Do you think it's not? But it is nice.
Honey's nice on halloumi. Drizzled on grilled halloumi.
Next time... Oh, you cannot eat pepperoni, so next time don't try it.
No.
I'll try it and tell you how it tastes.
Yeah, I can't eat pepperoni.
When I was in New York, we went to this pizza place. Mm. It's something... Mama's Too, and there's like a very famous pizza place. Ooh, they mix like to the slice, the pepperoni one with the hot honey.
They do a honey one at Rudy's, don't they? I'm sure, yeah.
No, they put you the hot honey sauce.
Yeah. I'm sure they
remember
did.
The pizza place?
We had it, yeah.
No, the pizza place I took you to in London.
Yes.
They had it there,
No, but Vito would hate that, wouldn't he? He would. We've also had some responses. Do you know when you got upset last week about your stuff being moved in the kitchen?
Not my stuff, I just mean the kitchen things.
It was just the order of the pans under the drawers.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, Sue agrees with you.
Thank you, Sue.
I agree with Gorka. Pans should always be stacked neatly in the cupboard. Also, no one should mess with your belongings. Moving them around when you're not there. I love to see everything neat and tidy, so I have to agree with Gorka.
Me too. I feel like maybe it's a cultural thing. Isn't it the same thing that happens with... Remember that drama with Arjun and the hat? It's just a common sense. It's not yours. Just leave it there.
My defence was that if someone's away for 5 weeks...
Still not your house. Or move it, and then...
Our house. It's our house.
Oh, sorry, you're talking about yourself. I'm
talking about myself, yeah.
Ah, I was thinking someone else.
No, I'm talking about the way the pans were was in a way where I could easily grab them in the morning to make me as bacon, to make me as porridge, to make Tiago's... Everything was where I needed it.
It's more difficult.
For you, not for me.
No, it's more difficult.
I had that routine less
tidy,
down to a T.
And less space.
I kept that ship sailing perfectly. But then you come home and you were like, no.
You keep it sailing, but that doesn't mean it's tidy. It
doesn't need to be tidy.
It needs to be tidy.
Everything's clean.
A space.
If you can see it, it needs to be tidy.
A space.
Monica's closet on Friends, say no more.
Yes, but when you open it, you have to look for clothes. It's impossible to look for clothes. That's why when you go to dress yourself, then you come down and you look like you haven't looked at yourself in the mirror before you came out of the house. Because when you go to get your clothes, you don't know where anything else. You don't know where your tops are, your vests are, your jeans, your trousers, because everything is everywhere. So then it's very difficult. Imagine that you go to the shops to buy clothes, which you don't do because you don't like it. But imagine if you go to a shop, to buy, and everything is everywhere. You will be moaning about it.
That's why I don't go.
Because you cannot find it. When people moan about clothes in shops, when is the sales? Because everything is everywhere. It looks like a market. Once it's nice and tidy, you can go, I need my plain t-shirts, I go here. I need my jeans, I go there. Same thing with the wardrobe. It's also clear space for your head.
But what about pans?
Same thing for the pans.
What about a frying pan and a saucepan?
Yes, when you have saucepans in the right side on this shelf, and then you have the chopping board on the left side, why you have to go to have a chopping board under three pans, another pan on top of the other? No, you have a long space to have everything tidy.
Well, this message carries on and it's laughable.
Good.
You are so lucky to have such a perfect guy, Gemma. I love watching you both, and I so enjoy the horse with Benji every day. It's wonderful to see them together. Best mates for sure.
Continuing. So, you're my best friend now.
Perfect guy, please. Come on.
I'm not perfect.
You're telling me. No one's perfect. Perfectly imperfect.
Not perfect, but I'll try to be organised and everything. Yeah. It makes it easier to look for everything.
Horses, though, and Benji. Benji and Joey. There's a little children's book in that, isn't there? They're obsessed with each other.
I will buy Joey.
They are so... What keep him where?
In the field where it is.
And you're going to feed him? You're going to give him water? You're going to do his coat? You're going to do his hooves?
I'd love to do that.
You're going to do his teeth?
I used to do it every time when I was in my farms, my grandma.
He's lost a hoof, actually, Joey. Well, his horseshoe, he's got his own shoe off. He gets it off himself.
My uncle used to... I know how to clean them, and my uncle used to swab them and everything for him.
I gave him a little bit of an apple this morning.
So...
And he gets so excited, bless him. Carolina says, there's nothing worse than someone moving your stuff around and you can't find it. Absolutely not. A friend once reorganised my iPad screen and it took me ages to put it back. What does she mean by that? The apps?
Oh my God, just read the next one. Read the next one. Someone with the username Lies for the Week on YouTube says, the way Gorka looks at you is so beautiful. He's just so horny.
Oh.
How is that beautiful? Also, I think Gorka is so correct about the pants.
But their page is called Lies for the Week, so they're lying.
About me being horny? Or about me being...
About both. You can't be that horny if you don't attempt to thumb in a softie.
I don't have softie problems, do you know?
But thank you, as always, for your messages. Although you've all sided with Gorka, we do appreciate it. I know we do genuinely appreciate it. So please keep them coming. 077-610-39898. We love your voice notes, your WhatsApps, your pictures. You can follow us at lost.in.podcast or email us at lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk.
Thanks to Shell for sponsoring the show. As we head into the summer, we are excited for the sunny weather.
Shell makes that easy. They've got a huge selection of cold drinks, perfect for staying refreshed. Your drink choice is always iced coffee, isn't it?
Yeah, if I got there, a bottle of nice water, or iced Americano.
Iced Americano,
no milk,
always.
Just iced Americano.
You see, I like a frothy coffee.
Well, you know what we can do now?
What?
You can do the iced Americano with froth milk on top or froth cream, and it makes it a bit creamy, and then you just shake it up. Oh, it's nice.
And Mia is obsessed. It's bog standard, but the milk. She just loves, before every night in bed, she loves milk and
cold
digestive
milk.
Biscuits.
You know, I used to love that as a kid. My thing used to go, even straight from the fridge.
Yeah, I know.
When I was a kid, if I used to wake up thirsty in the night, I used to go to the fridge, and my mum had this, cow's milk, and I used to drink it.
Yeah. But we've got everything there on our doorstep. Barbecue, picnic, milk, coffees.
So whatever you are up to this summer, a trip to Shell is a must for all your refreshment needs.
And remember to download the Shell app today and join Shell Go Plus Rewards. Members get 100 bonus points. What about that? When you buy two soft drinks, T's and C's apply. Debates now. You're eager to get to these today. What's the debate? Do you want to start?
I don't know if I have a debate. I think I have something, but I don't know. You were saying something, no?
It's about the hedgehog on your jacket, isn't it?
No. It's,
I rescued a little hedgehog.
It actually bothers me more that you were wearing it than that you used it for the hedgehog.
Really?
Yeah, because you have your own one. Why do you need to wear mine?
I just picked the one that was nearest.
Nice.
I took a hedgehog to a local sanctuary because it was out in the day. And unless it's a female, males won't be out in the day, they're nocturnal. Females occasionally, if they're foraging for food for their hoglets.
Mm-hmm.
But she was limping quite bad. She wasn't walking too well. So I think she was injured. Well, she was injured.
There's many of those ones around where we live because we have one. It's like, remember that one that was on the decking?
Yeah.
You have to put it in a shoebox.
Yeah. They're really cute though. Sometimes though, they have fleas and ticks.
Yeah.
But this one didn't. She was lovely.
So that was my dilemma thing. Nothing else. I don't think I had... I've been away. I don't have a dilemma.
I've got one.
The luggage?
No.
Okay. Which one?
So the last 3 nights, Mia, bless her, has come in our room and asked for a water. She does it on purpose. I'm sure she does. She comes and stands at the side of my bed. Never yours. Side of my bed. Taps me. Mummy, can I have a drink? And I go, yeah. And the other night she did it and I was so like in a deep sleep. I was so flat out. And I went, Gorka, Gorka. But you didn't, I don't think you heard me. You didn't move.
So you were in that deep sleep because you woke up?
No, because she was tapping me, physically tapping me. So I got up, I made her a drink and I kept my eyes shut because I was so, so tired. And then I got her back in bed. I came in back into the bedroom.
Laptop.
You were sat with your laptop on. And I thought, if your intention was to watch the laptop at 2 a.m, why couldn't you just go up with Mia? Because my intention was to stay in a really nice sleep.
Me too.
And I was like, please, please no. Blue light in the room.
Mm.
I was just like, I got into bed. I thought to myself, I need
an eye
mask.
Was my first night after New York, no?
I was just like, please no. No blue light, no laptop.
So?
And then he falls asleep with the laptop open. So then I had to wake up again a few hours later and I had to come round, unplug it and shut it because it was the green, it was all...
So sorry.
Yeah, it was on.
Well, I was quitting. It was the first... I was the first night I came after... the first night after I came from New York.
Mm.
So I was probably jet lag.
Right.
And I didn't hit her. Then I heard you when...
Hit her. Heard her.
Heard her.
Yeah.
But then I heard you when you wake me up to give her the water bottle. She was in my side. So then after that, you went with her to the room, no?
Yeah, because no one
and
else
And then
did.
I was awake. That's why I put my laptop. Because for me, what happens sometimes when I wake up in the night, in the middle of the night, if someone puts the light on or I get awake, I cannot go back to sleep. So then I have to put my serious to kind of like close my eyes and just have some like, you know, like student voices and I fall asleep. That's what happens.
Yeah, but you fall asleep with the laptop open.
That's why, you know what happened with my laptop? When I was on tour, I called her one day and I said, I just woke up today and my laptop was broke, remember?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is I went to bed and put the series and I fell asleep watching the series. So probably in the middle of the night, I woke up and I knew the laptop was still open. So I shut the laptop, but I didn't realize that the charger cable was inside the, like on top of the keyboard. So when I snapped it, the whole screen cracked and I didn't remember.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, there you go. You shouldn't be watching it in the night. Yeah, I can't stand blue light in the bedroom. We have a red light and the bedroom is red at night. It's like Amsterdam. Hey.
You know, there's a study now that says, you know how people, we were saying, oh, this is studies about what having red light before bed helps you sleep and blah. There's a new study now saying that it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, it's not just for sleep. It's just, it's the EMFs and stuff.
Yeah, but you know how they used to say it helps you to like kind of like switching off and you're like... circadian clock and everything in your parasympathetic system. So apparently there's studies now that says having blue light or red light, it won't change anything apparently.
Well, it changes me. If I watch telly at night without my blue light blockers, I'm wired. If I watch it with my blue light glasses on, I start nodding off.
On another note, I don't know whether there is my Whoop glasses, the red light ones. Sorry, the blue light glasses.
I don't know. It might be in my work bag. I don't know. I don't know where they are. Genuinely, I've got my own. Don't look at me like that. I've got my own. I've got two pairs, so I don't need more.
I thought they were like, but I don't know, I don't find
who
them.
Do you agree with? Me wearing his gilet to save a hedgehog or Gorka with the blue
don't
light
twist
at
it.
Night?
You were wearing that gilet before you found out the hedgehog.
Well, I know. Well, the guy who helped me, he said, how are you going to take it there? And I had the gilet on and I said, don't worry. I said, I'll take this off and put it in here. So
normally you have
that.
Towels in the car for the dog.
Yeah, but Benji was in the boots. I didn't want to open the boots. I didn't want Benji near the hog. Or the hog near Benji. She was. I don't want to put. Didn't want her to be scared. And okay. I obviously didn't want him to get fleas.
Makes sense, yeah.
So I thought it's better to have him on your coat than okay. our dog. Last night, Benji jumped on the bed, didn't he? And he was just, he just sits right between us. Like, he couldn't, bless him, try and separate us more at night. And Gorka was lay there. And after about 10 minutes, he went, okay, this dog, come on, Benji, off. Off now, off. And Benji just looks at him. And Gorka actually said to me, you have to move him because he doesn't listen to me.
Yeah, it is true. And also, I think because I've been away so long, he lies always now on my side. So he thinks, dude, what are you doing here? Get out. This is my spot.
He does, he looks.
This morning, I woke up with him at like 5 a.m. and he was literally putting his face over my face, and I have to go, Benji, stop.
Oh, I love it in the morning. Yeah. It's perfect.
Too early.
But let us know, 077-610-3998 or lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk. Those were our dilemmas. Let's now solve one of yours. So this week's dilemma comes in from Chloe. Do you want to read this, Gorks?
I think it's better if you read it.
Do you want me to? It says, hi, guys. I'd love your advice on how I should deal with the problem I'm having with my sister.
Ooh, sister's dilemma.
We both had our firstborns at similar times, so we naturally hang out a lot. She's really competitive, though, with how well our kids are doing. They're both two, which I think is similar age to your Tio. That's true, he is too. And at every stage, it's like she brags that her little girl has done stuff before my son. Of course.
She's different already.
Of course, she will. She's a girl. Her daughter started talking first, was potty trained first, and even did her first steps before him. And every time she keeps on bringing it up and then making me feel like a bad mum because my son hasn't done it yet. Tiago's not potty trained yet, don't worry. My son has done some things before her daughter, but I will always try and encourage her instead. Should I have a chat with her about it, or should I just lean into it and start bragging when he does something as payback? Don't worry, Chloe. When that girl's hormones kick in as a teenager, she will have hell to pay, and you'll be nice and chill with a little boy with just testosterone.
I would just say, Chloe, just ignore your sister. Is she older than you or younger? Just ignore her. To be honest, it doesn't matter. It's just boy and girl. It's different, you know? Yeah. Like, we see, like, for example, like, with Mia. Mia was quicker doing many things. Tiago's slower. Or even, for example, our friends, like, Neil and China or Alice and Jeanette, they have both girls. Tiago is older than them too.
Still not doing the same stuff.
They started speaking earlier and everything, but they were also the first child. Yeah. Tiago's the second one, and he's a boy. He's, like, probably more strong, like, jumping and things like that than them.
My auntie's got two boys, obviously. My mum had two girls, me and my sister. And my auntie always says to me, you and Nina did things way before Si and Graham. And I was like, but why? And she'd go, they were boys, they're lazy. They're just boys. But we did similar. I mean, comparing any kid to any kid is wrong because they all develop at their own pace, in their own time. And I naively, when I had Tiago, tried to parent the same as how we did with Mia.
Mm.
You can't. It's completely different. He's a little lad. Yeah.
But for example, Tiago walked quicker than Mia.
He walked quicker than her. He didn't talk quicker than her though, did he?
Yeah.
And I was like, thinking, oh my God, can he not speak? And then within a month, you couldn't shut him up.
Yeah. I feel like, for example, I don't know if, I mean, I'm not a doctor or a specialist or anything like that, but I don't know if I think girls, when it comes to like things of like communication, like they involve like brain and mentally, they develop quicker. Mm. And boys is more about like physicality, you know, like anything that is like running, jumping, walking, or like his coordination was better than Mia quicker. Do you know what I mean? Things like that.
She used to sit, didn't she, reading her books?
Yeah. Tiago's like throwing toys everywhere.
Yeah, he's full on. But no, I wouldn't have a word with her. I'd just say whenever she tells you what her daughter's done, because it's your niece as well, isn't it? So, and it's her nephew, so she should be proud either way. You say, fantastic, that's amazing for her. I'm so glad. But there's no competition on your little anyway, lad. You know what I mean?
Maybe they were competitive as the sisters, maybe, I don't know. Or the sister was competitive with her again.
Were you ever competitive with your bro?
No, I could care less about my brother.
I wasn't competitive with my sister. Never have been. But Nina's 7 years older than me.
That's what I mean, for my brother.
But we always just used to encourage. And
me, no, I knew I was the best one anyway. I wasn't, no.
No, but yeah, don't let her make you feel like that. You have to just kind of, you know, the bragging, it is unfair. I think, when people brag about
yeah.
the kids, because it's go, different wait, for everybody.
I would go, sorry, I have something here for you. You want a medal? And do that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. And it, they give you these checkpoints as well, but by this age, your child should be doing this.
Yeah.
Child should be doing that. And you think, oh, my gosh. But the reality is the boys and girls are very, very different. Mm-hmm. Second kids are different. Mia does a lot for Tiago. So, again, that's why he didn't speak as quick, because he'd try and he'd point and say, Mum, can I have... And he'd be thinking of the word, and Mia would go, oh, your dog, here it is. Or your cup, here it is. So she did a lot of speaking for yeah. him, which my mum said Nina did for me.
Yeah.
So I was a late talker for that reason. But then once I started, you can't...
Yeah, shed you
up. You can't shut us up. So no, I would just, yeah, stick to what you're doing, Chloe. Congratulate your sis on your nephew's achievements.
Yeah, but
on
now...
On your niece's achievements, sorry. Yeah. And yeah, keep going with your little lad.
Let us know how he goes.
Yeah. And Godspeed, because the toddlers with the boys are hell on earth. We're in the trenches with you, Chloe. Should we play a game?
Yes.
Our sponsor today is Whoop, and I honestly wish I had my Whoop when Mia was tiny and I was running on about 3 hours sleep, wondering why I felt like absolute rubbish.
And now I still feel like rubbish sometimes, but at least now we know why. Whoop tell us what our bodies are really doing.
Right? And instead of going, I'm tired, I don't know why, maybe it's the weather. It's like having a little coach, a little PT that actually stays on your arm. Actually, my recovery's been 25% actually, so it's told me not to go into a massive workout. I need to rest.
For me, it's about understanding when I can push in training versus when my body needs rest. Because with dance, tour, the kids, with everything, you think you should always be going full speed.
But you can't, that's the thing. And Whoop helps you make smarter decisions with your training instead of just guessing it. Like, should I have that extra coffee and get an early night? Listen to your Whoop.
It tracks your sleep, strain and recovery. All the things that busy parents never have time to think about it. But probably we should.
Exactly. It's like finally understanding your own energy instead of just hoping for the best and wondering why you're knackered by Tuesday.
If you want to stop guessing and start understanding what your body actually needs, go to whoop.com.
So if you're new to the pod, we need to introduce you to producer Henry. Say hi, Henry.
Hi, Henry.
Hi, Henry.
Hi, Henry.
To anyone who's...
Henrique.
Enrique, yeah, to anyone who's here regularly, you'll know our producer Henry pipes up from time to time during games, anything yes. we needed debating, anytime me and Gorka are fisticuffs, he breaks us up, he pulls us apart.
Or facts that we don't know and we can argue about it, he Googles very quick so we can
fact
find
checks.
Out.
And he's involved in the game today, so if you hear Henrique, then you know why. Because it's Father's Day
mm-hmm.
this weekend, we've been given a list of celebrity kids' names.
Yeah.
And we have to work out who the famous dad is.
Is he famous in the UK or famous in the worldwide?
We've tried to do a mix.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine.
I know some of them.
Me too.
So the first name is Harper.
That's David Beckham.
David Beckham. Excuse me, I just burped. Apologies. Yeah. David Beckham. Willow is...
Will Smith.
No. Oh, it could be. Or it could be Pink.
Okay.
Pink's got a little girl called Willow.
Considering it's Father's Day.
It's Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Because his dad's not mum's, you
oh,
know?
Of course. Look at him smug, although he didn't know the months of the year 40 minutes ago.
That's Apple. What I mean. Apple store?
Chris Martin.
Really?
Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow. They've got Apple, and I think the little boy, he's got a biblical name, the boy.
Chris what?
Chris Martin.
This is
from Coldplay.
I don't like Coldplay. I don't even know.
Moses.
Moses. They've got Apple and Moses.
Okay.
Venezuela.
Furies. Tommy Fury. No.
Tyson.
Tyson Fury.
Yep. Tilly.
Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
Hi, Tilly. I know her, so hi,
she
Tilly.
She did Strictly, didn't she, Tilly?
Yeah.
Bless
and
her.
And hi, Gordon.
Do you remember when you FaceTimed me?
Yeah, and he was there.
He put Gordon Ramsay on the FaceTime to me and
no,
I was sat with
it
my
wasn't
tits
like
out
that.
Watching
was,
telly in the living room.
We were about to start the show and I was like, I was calling them before the Strictly show starts and Tilly was on the show. So Gordon and his wife just arrived. He was like, hey, girls, you okay? He's like, yeah, I'm speaking to Jem. And he's really like, hi, Jem, and jump on the...
He jumped on FaceTime and I was in a dressing gown with my tits out, eating Pringles or something like that, ready to watch Strictly.
Anyway...
Scarlet Rose.
Oh, I get confused between Scarlet Rose and Lily Rose.
Lily Rose is Johnny Depp, I think.
Okay, take that one.
I think. Is that right, Henry?
That's right, yeah.
Lily Rose is...
Scarlet Rose.
Do you want a clue?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Gemma, it's someone who you really like.
Tom Hardy?
No.
Stallone.
Sly Stallone.
Scarlett.
Yeah.
This is upsetting. Gemma Arkinson. It was the How do you not know?
The Rose.
The kid's
I didn't know
name
it was Rose.
Stallone. When you have watched all his movies, even his reality TV show, you watched
the Rose threw me.
Is the one that has
Scarlett
the,
Sophia. He's got Sophia as well.
Is
hasn't he
the one that had also the rare condition? One of his daughters has the rare condition, the same as the son that he lost.
Yeah, no, it's sad, isn't it?
The heart con- it's the heart condition, Rose. Isn't it?
Sophia Rose has the heart
Sophia,
condition.
Sophia, yeah.
They are Sophia Rose, Lily Rose. That's cute.
I know.
Probably his roses.
You I see? Wanted to call Tiago Sly, didn't I? But you wouldn't let me. Yeah. And then I said, can we have
Sly?
Can we have Rocky? And he said, no. Rocky Marquez, I think he's such a good name.
No.
And he wouldn't let me have Rocky. Wouldn't let me have Sylvester. So we had Tiago.
Sylvester.
Little Sylvester.
Yeah. How about Danny DeVito?
Sly Marquez.
Do you know what I mean? It's like if I said Sylvester. To you, can I call him Robert De Niro?
Sylvester.
No.
He wouldn't suit a Sylvester, would
no.
he?
No. And Rocky.
He would have suited a Rocky.
No.
Rocky Marquez.
Mr. Bean. Do you mean?
Miley. You know Miley, don't you?
Yeah. Cyrus.
Billy Ray.
And it's Enrique. Luis, Julio Iglesias. Enrique Iglesias, Holy Iglesias.
Julio, of course. We did all right then.
Good team, eh? Yeah. We should go to like a quiz show together.
We should, a pub. Oh, would you do a pub quiz?
We did once, remember, years
I
ago.
Know. Did you like it?
Yeah.
I like a pub quiz. And yeah. I love a pub quiz and I love bingo. I love playing bingo.
Mm. Did I play bingo recently? No. We went for one of the day off. We were in Sunderland and we went for the Steakhouse. And Lauren and Kai, we all went for dinner, but before we went for dinner, they went somewhere else.
Yeah.
And they were in the pub, and they were like on the quiz night at the pub. Yeah. They were like, it was the best thing.
Well, because the game's finished,
yeah.
There's a viral question that yes. Henry wants us to answer now.
Mm-hmm.
It's doing the rounds, apparently. If you could add a, if you could add a zero
yeah.
to anything in your life,
oof.
What would it be?
Do you know what? I have the answer for that. Then probably the natural answer or the quick answer will be to my bank account, yeah?
Yeah.
But actually, no. I will add the zero to my end year, how long I'm going to live.
So you want to live longer?
Because it means I have more time with you and the kids.
Oh, only if I live and the
well,
kids.
Well, at least with the kids.
Please, God. Please, angels. Raphael, Gabriel, Michael,
do you
keep
mean?
Us all safe.
If someone says to me I'm going to live like 100 years, I could live 1,000 years, for example.
Oh, okay.
Just like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I would love to live long enough to see like the kids, I don't know, be successful and be happy. That would be amazing.
We will. We'll be grandparents. Can you imagine me as a nan and you as a granddad? You'd be an abuelo, wouldn't
you? We'll be like, you see those videos of the old couple dancing like yeah. reggaeton?
Would you be an abuelo?
Yeah, abuelo.
Abuelo. And I'd be nana.
Abuela.
Nana Gemma and mm. abuelo Gorka.
Nice.
I would add more noughts to... I'd probably have more acres. I'd make the house on acres and acres of land so we could get chickens and donkeys.
I would love that.
And Highland cows.
Yeah.
And Benji running around.
Should we just buy
all.
A farm?
Why would you want to buy a farm but you will not allow me to buy another dog or get another dog from Bleakholt?
Because if we have a farm, we can have them in the farm, big ones. If we get a farm and I can have a horse and a big, how you call it, the barn? A big barn that I can have a gym and a sauna and everything.
Marquez Ranch.
Do you know what I mean? If I can have that... Which, I mean,
we're going away this
if
weekend
we can have that,
house hunting.
Let me finish. If we can have that, I'll let you have a working dog. You know, like those Australian shepherds.
You'll let me?
No, like...
you'll allow me to have...
No, I mean, do you know what
if
I mean?
So if I buy you a ranch with a gym and a sauna...
I didn't ask
you
to buy me a ranch.
You will then let me have my dog.
No, I said you can have more than one and two. You can yeah. have like three dogs.
I'd love that.
Four dogs. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? You can have a little rescue dog area.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
I will do. One day I will have my own little...
Now, rescue horse. That would be a
There's
lovely.
Some little mini cows at the minute
imagine,
at Heaton Park.
Imagine every morning going our horse to walk the dogs on our field. How amazing would be that?
I know. Be brilliant.
Yeah. The only thing in this weather is not the best, but...
There's no bad weather, just bad clothing.
Why we don't go to a farm, buy a farm in Spain?
But we are going away this weekend and it's our first solo trip.
In 7 years.
In 7 years for more than one night. So he's excited.
Because normally we go separate.
I'm going through that whole thing of there's a reason why King Charles and Prince William don't fly together. And I'm horrendous with flying anyway.
It's only 2 hours flight.
I know, but it's the first time, the longest time we've been away from the kids in 7 years. Even though it's two nights. We go Saturday, we come back Monday.
Now that you say that, you know how I don't mind flying and everything, no? Mm. You know when I went to New York now, it's the first time that when I was about to land, an hour before the flight, I'll go scared.
Really?
And I go uncomfortable, sat on my chair, and I keep looking back and forward. Because it was three men on the plane, suspicious. One of them was very, like, hyperactive and very, like, standing up all the time. You know when it looks like hesitated?
Yeah.
And he would keep asking for, like, coffees and like then ask for Red Bull on the plane, and then he was moving to one of the seats of the other guy and then to the other guy. They were not together, but they were friends, and he was very suspicious, and the way that he was acting back and forward and on his phone, like speaking on the phone on the plane, I was like, this is very odd, and it makes me uncomfortable.
I feel with every flight.
I was like looking around like, what's going on?
I look at every single person boarding the plane. Do you remember when I was pregnant and they asked me to move seats because they'd sat me near the emergency door and they said, sorry, you're going to have to move. You can't open this door if you need to. I went, no. I said, we can't move seats. I've been given this seat for a reason. I have to sit here. And she was like, you legally can't. You're pregnant. I said, I will get this door open by hook or by crook if I need to. I said, if you put someone else sat here now, they might not be sound of mind. They might open it mid-flight.
Yeah.
That you can't change the seating arrangements. Yeah, yeah. And in the end, she was like, Mom, I'm really sorry, but you cannot sit here. We have to move you. And I got up and I said to you, well, that's it now. That's it. We're going to go down. They've messed with the seats.
I was like, listen. And then I remember I get off the airport and I went through security. And he was again on the security. He was jumping different queues.
Yeah.
Like the security. So it was very, very odd. And I thought, I'm going to New York, which is already the city already in itself is just, you know, appealing. Then Hard Rocks. For 10 days, massive event, 70,000 people there.
Yes,
then it was the film festival in Tribeca, and then it was the New York Knicks games in New York, where Donald Trump was going to New York towards the game. So I was thinking, from all the things, it's everything at once. Mm. So I was like, very happy, like... Mm.
That's why I love us all just home, together, safe.
Yeah.
But anyway, hopefully we'll be back next week if we survive the weekend away.
We're going to Spain, you know.
Yeah, we're only going to Spain.
To the sun.
Please get us there Spain. Safe. Well, it's less than 24 hours, isn't it? It's genuinely, 48 hours.
Yeah. It's Saturday to Sunday night.
Yeah.
Basically, we get there at midday, we come back on Sunday night.
Yeah, Monday morning.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you for tuning in. We'll keep you posted on our Spanish trip and adventure.
We'll be glowing. We'll be like Henry in your tan.
Thank you, as always, for listening. See you next week.
Adios, amigos.
Thanks again to Shell for sponsoring the show.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.